Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future, living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday. Really quickly before we get to our guest this week, some show notes. If you're looking for some pro wrestling to attend tonight, you have WCWO in Indianapolis, GSW in Alberta, Alabama, PSW in Piedmont, Alabama, Hood Slam in Oakland, California, PWA in Cheshire, Connecticut, AIWF in Boonville, Mississippi, and ACW in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Tomorrow night, if you want some wrestling, HPW, as well as Emerge in Columbus, Indiana. NWWA happening in Portland, Oregon. WCCW also in Portland, Oregon. GSW in Moosic, Pennsylvania. ECCW in Port Coquitlam, British Columbia. ECW in Milton, Florida. Dreamwave in LaSalle, Illinois. NXW in Grants Park, Illinois. EWA in Evansville, Indiana. New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana. ASW in Sturgis, Kentucky. NSCW in Hardin, Kentucky. PWE in Bynum, Mississippi. MWA in Columbus, Nebraska. ASWA in Mansfield, Ohio. TWA in San Antonio, Texas, and BWF with Casey Carlisle in Buckingham, Virginia. Also, really quick, we lost a couple of well-known wrestlers this week. Manny Villalobos, longtime star in Texas, as well as Axel Rotten, who is very well-known from many different promotions nationally, passed away this week, so we're going to do the tin bell really quick. Fans, without further ado, I would like to welcome our guest to the show. I would like to welcome Nurse Sanity. Nurse Sanity,
hey.
Thank you very much for taking time to be with us here today.
Hey, my pleasure. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well today. Now,
good deal.
Our first question, since it's your first time on our program, what got you into professional wrestling?
I was actually doing bartending and bar waitressing at a bowling alley, and the promoter was like, hey, I need women that can wrestle. I'm like, okay. I was like, I'm not a wrestler. I was like, I'm a football player and a kicker, but I don't wrestle. He's like, oh, you're athletic? He goes, we can deal with this. He goes, are you interested? I'm like, sure, why not? So he got me into it, and Pete McGuire never turned around on me after that. I got going and didn't want to stop. I've been in it ever since then, which is 98.
So, having an athletic background, did that in any way kind of prepare you for what professional wrestling training and the actual matches were going to be, or did you find it not really useful as far as being something that prepared you for being in a ring?
Well, actually, I did a little bit of gymnastics in high school, so it was completely retraining myself to do everything in the opposite of what I was already trained to do. So it was a little more difficult for me at first. Just to be able to back on your back with it and catch yourself. It's hard to. It's a little more difficult, but, and even right now to this day, I still kick a little harder than I probably should. Taking the wind out of people isn't, you know, very nice. So, which unfortunately I'm a strong kicker, so. That kind of didn't help either. As far as the physical part of it, it's a lot of it's the same. You know, you got to have your cardio. Your cardio is a little bit different than it is in the ring than it is outside the ring. But it mixed with adrenaline, it helps, you know. I mean, it helps a little bit to have a little bit of a background in athletics.
Now, speaking of cardio, I'm sure you have a pretty regimented diet and exercise program to stay in ring shape. Can you take us through a typical day or even a couple of days would be like for you as far as the diet and exercise program you're doing?
I've been slacking a little bit lately, but I try to keep to a pretty good diet to an extent. I try not to eat too much junk food, too much, like a fast food or anything like that. And my only bad part is I'm really addicted to pop. So I'm slowly trying to get off of that now. But as far as working out, I do go to the gym. I'm usually in the gym 3 or 4 days a week. And I have my wrestling training that I do, and it's 3 days a week. And we do at least a minimum of cardio for an hour before we even get started. So that helps keep me prepared, keeps me going in there. That's the hard part.
Now, doing that much cardio as part of your regular exercise routine, what's the longest match that you've had to wrestle so far in your career?
Probably about 22 minutes. I think it's as long as we went. But that was maybe 4 years ago. But I think I'm actually a lot better shape now than I was then. So I definitely think I can definitely go longer now than I could then.
A few years ago, did you find yourself getting winded in the ring, not being able to go more than the 15 to 20 minutes at the most?
It wasn't necessarily that. I was sick at that time, or later on, probably about a year later. But I was getting to where I had no energy, just couldn't. Breathing was fine. I just didn't have the energy to go any longer, and I couldn't figure out why. So it was kind of a letdown. I almost actually quit because of it, so I'm glad I didn't. I stuck it out.
Definitely done some good things since then.
Yeah.
Now, being Nurse Sanity, may we presume you have some type of medical background that helped you prepare for the dual role of nurse in wrestling?
Yes, I do, actually. I'm what they call a CFA, which is a certified first assistant. So I assist in surgery, and I basically help start and finish surgery. And now I'm actually going for my PA at the time right now. I just took a little bit of time off for the next few months, but I've got my PA. I have a year and a half left of my PA.
Do you find having that background makes it easier in wrestling since you have more of a working knowledge of the body and how it works?
I don't know. I think sometimes it hinders me because I'm always self-diagnosing whenever I hurt myself. I always I feel my knee pop, I'm like, oh no, you know, I just tore a ligament, or, you know, or if I, you know, twist my ankle, I'm just like, oh no, did I tear ligaments in it? Did I stretch them? What have I done to it? Did I break it? And it kind of hinders me more than anything. Or somebody else has done it, I'm like, oh, great, you know, and I go check them out. I'm like, oh, no. Sometimes I'm like, I shouldn't even be doing this.
I can definitely recommend not breaking an ankle during a match. It's not an easy day at the office.
No, I can't imagine.
Now, for yourself, sometimes you are accompanied to the ring by a manager. What do you think is the current state for managers in independent professional wrestling now? They're kind of a dying breed as far as the big national companies go, but do you see a place for them on the independent level at this point in time?
I actually do a lot of managing as well. I want just wrestling, but also manage. And I do have a manager as well, but I think that there is a place for him in indies anyways. I wish there was more managers in your WWE and their bigger wrestling organizations, because they do help, I think. Especially somebody that can't talk very well, you know, that is afraid to talk on a microphone, you know, but they still can help work with the crowd and help keep, you know, the crowd going or booing them, whichever way they need them to. I think that's a great place for them.
Now, for you personally, do you enjoy the managerial aspect of it? Do you enjoy getting out there and being able to be the mouthpiece for guys that don't necessarily have the ability or the confidence to speak to the fans?
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's nothing more fun for me to go out there and harass fans all day long. And I don't mind one bit. And, you know, and I don't mind doing cheering either. I love to go out there and just harass them and see how much I can get them to hate me. If I have to. You know, I've had a few of them that decided they wanted to meet me out back and, you know, try to take me out, but it hasn't happened yet. So that part's fun to me. And it not only builds it for me, but it builds it for whoever I'm with. So I don't mind one bit. It's a lot of fun.
Speaking of the fans, everybody that's in the business has fan moments, be it good ones or bad ones, that occur during the course of a career. What's been some of your favorite fan moments that you've experienced so far?
I have a fan that is still my fan. He moved out of state, and he's tracked me even now, but he was there when I first started. He's got, you know, pictures from when I first started. He's probably my favorite fan right now. And he ended up moving to Ohio, and I haven't seen him in 10 or 12 years. But he still watches it on YouTube. He Facebooks messaging me, let me know how he's doing. And so he's got to be my number one fan, and I absolutely adore him. I think it's great. And then, of course, all the little kids. I have several little kids in Oklahoma that are at every show that I, you know, that I go to. And they're just amazing just to sit there and watch them and listen to them talk and tell me how much they want to be like me when they grow up. And that just kind of makes me feel like what I'm doing is worth it.
Do you personally have a lot of merchandise for the fans to acquire at the matches? Do you kind of cater to the fans merchandise-wise?
I have pictures and I have T-shirts. I'm actually got a new T-shirt design that's getting ready to come out. That's pretty neat. But other than that, I really don't keep much merchandise. I mean, I have a lot of kids' shirts because all the little kids seem to love them. So I like to keep them dressed in my shirts.
At this point, my co-host QT is standing by, and I know that he has some questions also, so I'm going to hand things over to QT for a bit.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sunday. Hello, Nurse Sanity.
Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Tomorrow, I am getting ready to go to a Black Sabbath concert.
Oh, amazing. Awesome.
Yes.
That's like,
I just thought I'd throw that out there. That has nothing to do with wrestling, so.
Yes. No, but it's still awesome.
That is, yes. All right. Well, Nurse Sanity, my first question is, an obvious one, have you ever met an opponent in the ring called Dr. Insanity, since you're called Dr. Nurse Sanity?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
I have not. I've met a couple people with similar names, but not quite. Not that one, for sure.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, Nurse Sanity, I saw your YouTube video entitled Skylar Slice versus Nurse Sanity. And if you freeze the video at the 48-second mark, Skylar begins a leg lock squeeze around your stomach, and this lasts until the 112 mark. So she was squeezing your stomach for over 20 seconds. This had an obvious effect on you, as you could only get on all fours before she was on you again after the hold was broke. A lesser conditioned wrestler would have tapped out. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners how you strengthen your abdominals and lower back?
Oh, my! I do a lot of weight machines for my back and for my abdominals both. But that was definitely one of the trying moments. That was a tough one. I remember that match. And it did. That's the one I broke a rib on, I believe.
Whoa, you broke a rib, huh?
Yeah, I believe that was the same match I broke a rib on. That's pretty rough.
Wow. Now, could the combination of her anaconda-like squeeze around your stomach in that 20-second mark, plus her stomping on your lower back, could that have led to the fracture of the rib?
I do believe so, yes, because she's pretty strong. I don't know what anybody else says, but she's a strong woman. She hurts pretty much. And she's got some hard kicks. I definitely believe.
Okay. All right, Will. Now, was it the right side of your rib cage or the left side of your rib cage that the rib was fractured on?
It was my left side.
Oh, okay. Well, now, when you have an injury like that, it's obvious that you have to rehabilitate that, because any twisting and turning moments or even cardio itself is pretty painful. How do you go about rehabilitating a broken rib, which, surprisingly, in wrestling, at least where I'm from, the Pacific Northwest, a lot of people don't get broken ribs?
Yeah, there's not really much you can do with it as far as to help it or hinder. I mean, the only thing you can really do with it is to put it, wrap it up with an H-wrap, and that doesn't do much good for you. If anything, it makes you have a harder time to breathe. But I just had to take it slow and just do lower body that way I don't hurt it anymore. And I had to lay off on the upper body.
Okay. All right. Well, Nurse Sanity, I am old enough to remember Monday Night Football back in the early 80s. And there was a Houston Oiler. See how I'm dated. A Houston Oiler quarterback called Dan Pastorini, who played with a flak jacket on to protect his sore and semi-fractured ribs. Can you yourself ever imagine being a male in a Monday Night Football game or even a football season where you had to wear a flak jacket to protect your ribs and still play and throw passes?
Oh, no way. There's no way. I don't think I could do that at all. In playing any position, I don't know I could do that.
Wow, okay. All right. Well, what were some of the injuries that you sustained as a gymnast in high school? Keeping in mind that a lot of the gymnasts have toe injuries and ankle injuries. Were those some of them?
Yeah, I had a lot of ankle injuries. And not a whole lot of toe injuries. I really didn't. And I dislocated my big toe a couple of times, but I really didn't get a whole lot of toe injuries other than that. But I did. I tore all the ligaments in both my ankles at separate times. And a lot of. I broke my right ankle falling off of a balance beam. So it's. That's basically. And I did tear my. Tore my bicep muscle. And a floor routine.
Wow, all right. Would you say that your floor routine was your strongest event?
Actually, it was. I loved floor. It seemed to be my best.
All right. Do you ever go back on YouTube and look at gold medal winner Mary Lou Retton?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, there's part of your homework assignment is to go back and look at the 80s gold medal winner for the United States, Mary Lou Retton.
I will definitely look her up.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Nurse Sant, I was going to ask you this. As the years go by and the miles accumulate, people have wear and tear on their ankles and their feet. Since you have had ankle injuries, is it one of your main priorities to keep the weight down? Okay, son, hello?
Oh, she dropped the call.
Oh, wow, okay. Well, the same could be applied to you, sign guy. You had an ankle injury. Oh, okay. She's back on.
Hello. Sorry, guys.
There we go. We got you back.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of driving, so I have spotty places here.
Wow. Now are you afraid of ever getting pulled over while talking on the telephone?
I'm not actually the one driving. I'm just riding passenger here. I have somebody driving for me, but we're in the process of driving to Columbus, Nebraska at the moment.
Oh, okay. Yes, I guess now I think you're doing a combination monster truck show.
I am. Not tonight. I will be on the 20th in Dodge City, Kansas. Tonight is MWA. Tomorrow's MWA.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, are you in San Antonio tonight?
No, tonight we just left Oklahoma and heading to Nebraska.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I was asking Sign Guy before we lost you that throughout the years, just due to the wear and tear on mileage on our feet, and all the weight that we tend to put on in our middle age, that the ankles suffer quite a bit just through sheer wear and tear. Is it one of your main priorities to keep the weight off, both for cardiovascular health and joint health, especially for your ankles? Is that one of your priorities?
It really is, and I try to take my ankles just to keep them to be stabilized because I do have, with my boots, I have a lift in them, so I have a tendency to roll them quite often. So the stability of my ankles is a huge thing for me, for not only for injury purposes, but also for the vascular purposes, to keep it nice and good.
All right. Now, did you go out for gymnastics all 4 years of your high school, or did you do it just as a sophomore, junior, and senior?
I did it just as a – actually, I only did it as a sophomore and then started my junior year and was offered to I was on the soccer team as well, and I was offered to join football team as a kicker. And so I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to do that instead of gymnastics because no girls do that.
Wow. Now, did you actually get into any football games and kick a field goal?
I got to do one game my junior year. And we were up 16-14. And I was like, oh, goodness. Woohoo, I get to get in. So, yeah.
Wow, all right. Did you ever hear that country music song, Jesus Punted Me Through the Field Goals of Life?
I have never heard that song.
Oh, okay.
Definitely one I'm going to have to look up, though.
Actually, I think it was called Jesus Field Goaled Me Through the Goalposts of Life. Yes, okay.
I will have to look that one up.
Oh, okay. Well, Nurse Sanity, at the 42 and 43-second mark, Skylar can be heard saying something to the effect that she hoped you knew where the nearest hospital is. And right after she said this, you hear some donkey braying with laughter. There were 3 seconds of what sounds like Adam Sandler laughter in the movie Billy Madison. My first question is, have you seen the movie Billy Madison?
I have seen that movie. I like it.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, do you know where they have the academic decathlon?
Yes.
All right. Do you know that Billy Madison academic decathlon event where they are competing in home ec and Billy pulls out a perfect pie from the oven?
Yes. I do remember
Carl, his nemesis, pulls out a pie that caught fire in the oven, and he tries to pull it out, and he himself becomes a human torch. And when he is on fire, Billy Madison is laughing like this person in your video. Yes. My question is, will you accept a homework assignment and go back and watch the video entitled Billy Madison 8-9 movie clip, the academic decathlon? Will you go back and do this?
I will do that.
And will you get back to Sign Guy or myself and see if you agree that the laughter in your video is about the same as Billy Madison?
I will. That intrigues me now.
Oh, okay. All right. Have you ever found out who this laughter person was?
You know, I have my ideas. I think I might know who it is, but I don't know for sure. I think I have one fan that sits pretty close to the camera, so I think it's probably him.
Oh, okay. Well, now you can be well assured that you are written down in our homework assignment folder. Now, we give our homework assignments to every person that we interview, or we try to. And on November 1st, I gave women's wrestler Casey Carlisle the homework assignment to look up Team IOU versus the Soul Shooters. Have you heard of this wrestling women phenom, Casey Carlisle?
I have heard of her. I've never met her, but I've heard of her, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. And I also assigned Troy Miller to listen to the Ramones song, I'm the Crusher. And this happened on November 5th. Are you familiar with the Ramones song, I'm the Crusher, about a wrestler?
I am.
Oh, okay.
I am, yes. I do know that song.
All right. Do you yourself have any entrance music similar to the Ramones?
I use Six Puppies, which is kind of, but not really.
All right. Does Skylar Slice have any entrance music that you're aware of?
She does, but I don't know what it is, or what the name of it is. Drop something in.
Okay.
I don't keep track of hers. I wrestle her more than anybody, I think.
Now, if you had an academic decathlon against Skylar Slice, could you beat her in a 100-yard dash?
Yes, I could.
Oh, okay. Can you give our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners, how would you say, what do you think she could run a 100-yard dash in?
I don't know. She's pretty big. She doesn't run very fast either. She's just a lot taller than me. But she's not very big. But I'm just saying, height wise, she's pretty. She's maybe 6 inches taller than me. I'm pretty fast running, so I can outrun her. I don't know how fast she can run it though.
Oh, okay. Estimation was the word I was looking for. Okay. I'm going to estimate that she'll probably run the 100 in 17.5. Yes.
That could be possible. Okay. She might be able to do that. I'm going to have to challenge her to it now.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right. 100-yard dash. Okay, very good. 100-meter. Okay. Now, could you beat her in your estimation, could you beat her in musical competition? And do you yourself play a musical instrument?
I used to. I haven't touched it in a long time. But I used to play a fiddle. But she probably, I don't know, she doesn't play instrument either that I know of. But she probably could outplay me on that part.
Wow, I'm you play a fiddle, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I grew up playing the fiddle. It was, I only played it from like sixth grade, like ninth grade, I think. And I really didn't enjoy it. I'm not very musically inclined at all.
Wow, okay. All right. Now, at the 422 mark, she got you in a modified sidewalk slam position. And halfway down to the mat, you landed on her knee. My question is, could this also have contributed to your broken rib?
It sure could have. I don't remember which one it was because the adrenaline's going, so I don't know exactly when and where I broke it, but I do know I broke it in that match.
Okay.
It definitely could have.
Well, then you can go back to the 422 mark, and when you land on her knee, you can see your back kind of bend in a convex shape. Pretty painful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. My question is, I have often heard that the sidewalk slam is a QT killer. That's because I forgot to tuck my chin. My question is, were you surprised at her deadlifting capability?
Oh, yes. She's pretty strong. She's, like I said, she's a little bit bigger, but she's also a lot stronger. So, I mean, most of the girls, she's she's not only is she out taller than them, or she's a lot taller than them, but she's also out strengthens a lot of them. So she's pretty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's pretty massive.
All right. All right, well, Miss Nurse, you said you were also a bartender. Do you ever get some unruly guys that don't want to leave at closing time?
I don't. I don't bartend anymore, so I don't have any problems with that. All my patients now are asleep. I've had a few that wake up funny when and swinging, but other than that, I really don't get unruly people.
Oh, okay. Did you ever get any unruly guys that refused to leave when you were bartending and you reminded them that you had been in the ring and they promptly sobered up and left?
I really never had to. I have great security and a couple of more of the wrestlers that I worked with at the time. So all I have to do is look at them and the unruly guys would just look at him whenever I would. And they would usually walk out. They were, 6'4", 230, 240 pounds. Pretty big guys.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. All right. At least they had some common sense. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are you familiar with the Three Amigos bar scene when they walk into the bar and they order beer and the bartender says, "Amigos, we only have tequila." And Martin Short says, "What's tequila? Is it fattening?" And the bartender goes, "Fatanos?" Have you seen that? That's
I have seen that. That's a great movie.
Oh, all right. And then Steve Martin goes, "We'll have three." Yes. All right.
Yes.
My question is, what three wrestlers would you like to recreate the bar scene with?
Which three wrestlers? You want like pro wrestlers, like as in WWE style, or my indie wrestlers?
Yes. What current WWE wrestlers would you like to recreate this bar scene with? And are any of them the Bella Twins?
That would definitely be funny to watch. I'm not a huge fan of the Bella Twins, but that would be fun to watch. I could definitely do the Bella Twins and. But as far as males, I would have to say you have to go with definitely Undertaker, because he's one of my favorites. And he'd be funny, I think, with it. And we can go with John Cena, of course, because everybody loves him. And then let's go with my past. Well, he's not anymore. He's my past favorite, Eddie Guerrero, of course.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, speaking of wrestlers that are deceased and who could probably be very good in this bar scene, what did you think about the death of Roddy Piper?
Oh, I heard about that. I was so shocked. I couldn't believe it. I would have never expected it.
Okay. How about retired wrestlers that could play this scene? Would one of them be Bret Hart?
Oh, definitely. Definitely Bret Hart could.
Do you think Bret Hart would be in that role a better bartender, or would he be most likely play the role of Martin Short?
Definitely Martin Short. I can see him doing that.
Okay, now what did you think about the rather shocking news that Bret Hart has cancer?
I think that's very devastating, but I know he is a fighter and he will make it through, and he'll do everything he can to get through it all.
Oh, okay, all right. I hope so, yes. Okay. Now, Nurse, are you a collector of action figures, and do you have about 9 in your collection?
I am a collection of action figures. And do I have 2? I'm sorry.
What's that?
I'm sorry, what did you ask? Did I have 2 in my collection?
Oh, do you have 9? 9 is a very good number.
Yes, I have way more than 9.
We have very few.
Yes, I mean, we have a slew of them. I'm probably closer to 40.
Wow, all right. I think you can get those through ringsidecollectibleswrestlingfigures.com, am I right?
Yes, you can. I'm sorry,
what was that?
I said the one I really want, they have right now. I'm trying to find it.
Oh, okay. All right, now, is it your plans to keep them in the original packaging in mint condition? That's what I'm asking. Yes.
Well, some of them I do. Some of them I get out and I have to play with, of course. And the rest of them just stand up on a shelf.
Now, are any of your wrestling figures that are in the original package autographed by the star?
They are not.
Which
I wish they were.
All right. Well, now, here's a question. Do you have a finishing move?
I do have a finishing move. I have my lethal injection.
Ooh. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what a lethal injection is?
It is a butterfly DDT. So it's very, very devastating.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, at this moment, I wish you good luck on your homework assignments, especially the Adam Sandler laughing like a donkey during the burning pie. And I will turn it back over to Sign Guy. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, Nurse Sanity, since you do have a gymnastics background in wrestling, are you familiar with the gymnastic wrestler Timmy Lou Retton of the Gouge promotion?
I am not.
I would recommend checking out footage of him. He's absolutely tremendous and one of the few wrestlers I know that incorporates gymnastics into what he does in the ring.
I will definitely check him out because that's interesting. I like that idea. I've tried to, and I can't quite incorporate it very well without hurting myself. So I tried to, but it's, in the ring, it's a little harder.
Not a lot of people can pull it off with the flexibility and the things that's needed to not hurt yourself in the process.
Exactly. But I will definitely look into him.
Being that you're based in Oklahoma, it has a pretty rich history in professional wrestling. A lot of greats came out of Oklahoma, guys like Wahoo McDaniel and the Briscoe brothers, Danny Hodge. Do you come across any of the legendary Oklahoma names on shows that you do?
I really haven't. I don't remember what we call a cowboy, Bill Watts. I think he's an Oklahoma native, original as well. He's the only other one I've worked with on a show with. But I think he's not the only one.
Bill Watts had kind of a reputation for being difficult as far as being a boss. When you worked a show with him, did you see the intimidation factor that he was known for when he was running his own companies?
Yes, indeed. he was very bossy, but, you know, he kept his ship tight, what can we say? And there's a good reason for it. All his shows, most of his shows were really very well put on and very organized, so it made sense for him to be that way.
In the territorial days, when the entire country was divided into territories, Oklahoma generally had kind of a rougher style than a lot of places. They were known for not only really physical matches, but technical-based, where they employed a lot of submission-type holds. Do you find on shows today that a lot of the long-time fans tend to gravitate more towards that type of style on matches that they see on the independent level, or do you see them react to the more current style?
There's a lot of them that are torn because some of the shows I go to, they really want this high flying, you know, fast moving, which is okay, which is a newer style. And the other half of that same crowd might want the technical and the collegiate type style wrestling, more holds, more submissions. But it's just a lot of the places here in Oklahoma, I find it's about almost 50-50 on which ones they are, which type of fan they are. And then, of course, you have the fans that are just want, you know, ECW style, where you're beating each other with chairs and barbed wire and everything else.
Like you said, a lot of the wrestling out there kind of collegiate style, because Oklahoma is also a bastion for amateur wrestling. A lot of the great AAU wrestlers have come out of Oklahoma. Do you find yourself studying the amateur side of wrestling a little bit to try to incorporate some of that into what you do on the professional side?
I do, and I think there's definitely a fan base for it here in Oklahoma. And I've noticed that different places that we've gone to, like Tennessee, there wasn't much of a fan base for it. But, I mean, I know in Oklahoma, they seem to like it. So we do, a lot of us do try to incorporate it. Well, I do.
Being that you have a medical background, and we talked a little bit about this earlier in the show, but one of the big buzzwords in wrestling in the last few years has been concussions. We've learned a lot more in the last 10 years about concussions and their long-term effects, and it really has changed the business for the national companies. They're much more aware and much more proactive in trying to keep the wrestlers from having the concussion symptoms. With your medical background, are you more aware if someone seems that they may have suffered a concussion in the ring?
I think so. I usually, if somebody's has hit their head, a lot of the other wrestlers and a lot of the promoters know that I do have a medical background and I am capable of checking people out. So they're usually the first ones come to me. Be like, hey, I hit my head, you know, how do I look? Do I look okay? Do I need to go to the hospital? What do I need to do? or, you know, or the promoter's like, hey, I think, you know, so-and-so's hurt themselves, and would you mind go checking them out? So, I mean, I'm very big on, if I even think you have a concussion, I'm sending you to a hospital, because they're not anything you want to play around with. And I personally would feel bad if somebody did have a concussion or something, and they just went home and they made it worse. So, I really watch out for it, too. I don't want any of my brothers or my sisters getting hurt.
On an independent level, do you think that there's anything that can be and or should be done as far as concussions?
No. I mean, I don't know that there is anything that can be done or should be done. It's, unfortunately, wrestling is a very contact sport. You're going to get hurt, and you just have to learn how to protect yourself. And, you know, if you there's something you can't do, then you don't do it. Or if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you don't do it. I mean, I've only had major concussion. Well, one major concussion, and that was just maybe June of last year. But it was, you know, fortunately for me, I was taken to the hospital and taken care of, and it's been my only one in the 17 years I've been doing this. I've only had that one. But you just have to maintain, you know, you have to be safe on your side, you know, and trust who you're working with. And if you're not used to them, then either you don't do anything that can hurt you, or you just learn how to work with them beforehand and get used to them.
Another fairly controversial thing in wrestling the last few years is blood. WWE has tried to eliminate it to the point that it stops matches to treat wrestlers that have been cut. A lot of promotions, not necessarily nationally, but on the independent level, incorporate quite a bit of blood to appease the hardcore type of fans. What's your opinions on blood in the ring, especially from someone that has a background in medical training that knows a little bit more than the average wrestler would about what can be transmitted?
Honestly, to me, I know here in the state of Oklahoma, they don't, we have a boxing commission, and they don't allow that any kind of blood, they can stop a match. But also, with our licensing, we also have a Hep B, Hep C, and HIV test. We can't wrestle unless we have that done. So luckily in Oklahoma, it's a little more controlled on what you're capable of catching. It's a little bit better controlled, but also that, like I said, they will stop a match if they don't, if start bleeding and they say, hey, you know, that's too much blood, or if it's just a little bit, they'll let it keep going. But a lot of times, we don't do a lot like with tags, or we don't do a lot with barbed wire unless we have their permission first. Because if we do, they completely stop a match and end the show. So, but as far as the testing goes, I mean, I feel more comfortable in Oklahoma. When I go outside of state, I'm a little more questionable because I don't know, you know, if they're not who I'm stepping in the ring with, I don't know if they've been tested. So I try to stay away from blood personally.
If it helps, Oregon also has blood testing, so you'd have the same safety regulations there in Oregon if you ever want to travel up this way.
Hey, there we go. I wouldn't mind. I'm trying to hit all 50 states before I quit.
How many states have you hit so far?
I've got Oklahoma, Nebraska, Kansas, Arkansas, Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, Florida, but that was a few years back. So maybe 10.
That's not a bad start.
No. I'm getting Colorado next month, I believe. Hopefully. Next month or the month after. So that'd be a new one.
That's excellent. Hopefully you'll be able to hit all 50. Alaska's going to be tricky because that promotion kind of in a state of limbo, and they only have one promotion up there.
Oh, really? Yeesh.
But it's not
impossible.
I'll
have to find out by carrying you up. Yeah, I definitely want to try.
Looking
at
internet, absolutely not. Internationally speaking, is there any foreign market out there that piques your interest as far as trying to get to a different country to wrestle?
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely love to go to Japan, of course, and then even Australia.
Is there a promotion in Japan that you think you would best suit you right now? I know there's several groups in Japan that run.
I honestly wouldn't even be picky. I would probably, you know, it would work for me. I would just love to go there. It's a beautiful place. From just pictures I've seen, and the wrestling there is huge, especially with, I definitely would love to go.
In Oklahoma, where you're based, do you see a lot of wrestlers that are coming in from different parts of the country and maybe even from different parts of the world that venture in just for a quick tour or two to get that off their checklist?
I really don't. Which is, you know, kind of surprising because as many federations, wrestling fans we have in Oklahoma, you would think you'd see a few of them. But I really haven't seen any from overseas or any from other countries at all. And I mean, we do have a few that come in from Mexico. I haven't really seen anybody outside of that.
I think more people need to travel to Oklahoma, perhaps.
That's what I'm thinking.
If I could cut in and butt my way in to ask one last question.
Go right ahead.
Have you ever used a stethoscope as a foreign object? Yes.
Actually, I have. I have choked somebody with it.
Oh, I knew it.
As sad as that might be, I have. Probably the last thing I should do, but I have done it. I hit somebody with it.
Well, when you hang up your wrestling boots, do you plan on being a ring announcer?
I have never thought about it. I'm kind of shy on the microphone every once in a while. I can yell and scream all day long, but when you hand me a microphone, I get a little shy. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you might look up Casey Carlisle on Facebook and look at her Facebook page. And she's got a few videos out there. If you could befriend her, that might help you or give you some hints. Yes.
I will do that.
And, Sandra, thank you for letting me butt in there. Yes, back to you. I had to ask those questions. They were very important.
All right. The follow-up QT's question of the stethoscope, did you ever take a page out of Stone Cold Steve Austin's book and use a bedpan in a match?
I have not used a bedpan, but I may have to. Because I have wanted to enter it. You know, I've not done a whole lot of without Oklahoma, women can't wrestle against men, and men can't wrestle against women, obviously, but we, as females, but there's not very many of us, so we've not had like a fans bring weapons type match with women involved. I'm waiting for that opportunity because I will still bring in so much medical stuff it will not even be funny. And it will be the best thing ever for me because I use that stuff on a daily basis and I will make sure to go all out.
Being that you're from Oklahoma and you have the medical background, did you take any inspiration from one of the more legendary performers out of the state of Oklahoma, Dr. Death Steve Williams?
I hadn't even heard of him until after about a year of doing my nurse sanity, so I really didn't even, and by that time I already had her the way I wanted her, at least for the most part. She's kind of evolved a little bit more, but for the most part, I didn't even hear about him. So I wish I probably would have, because I bet it would be, did some good background to look at. I need to.
Absolutely. Dr. F. Steve Williams, one of the more legendary names. When you run across Bill Watts the next time, ask him about Dr. Death. He used him on every promotion he ever booked, I believe.
Okay, I will. Definitely.
Well, Nurse Sanity, we have just a few minutes left, so I want to give that time to you. If there's anything you would like to say to the people listening, be it inside or outside of the business, plug and promote absolutely anything you want, your social medias, merchandise, upcoming shows, anything at all, floor is all yours.
Well, thank you. I've had a great time doing this, of course. And, definitely, I'll be out in Columbus, like I said, at MWA Saturday night in Columbus, Nebraska. And then I'll be in Dodge City at the Monster Truck Show on the 20th. And hopefully we'll be back in, or hopefully I'll be going to Colorado next month. I do have shirts for sale. You can always email me. I'm sorry, let's try Facebook. Facebook seems to be the easiest. You can reach me on Facebook under Missy Lynn. And that's pretty much it. I don't do anything else on social media. I try to keep it simple. So, anybody wants anything or wants to know where I'm at next, they're definitely able to, message me and I'll let you know where I'm going. I have pictures. I'll send pictures out. And I'll send T-shirts on mail and see. I don't mind. So, yeah, just hit me up on Facebook anytime.
Nurse Sanity, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today. Best of luck to you as you continue on in your career. And hopefully we'll have you back on the show again sometime in the near future.
Definitely, anytime.
That'd
I
be
appreciate
very nice.
It.
Yeah.
Fans, if you get the chance, check out Nurse Sanity on a show near you. If you're near Columbus, Nebraska tomorrow, get out there, support that show. Buy the T-shirts, support your local independent wrestlers, and we will be back with you Sunday afternoon. Sunday we have Promoters Day. We've got promoters from all over the place coming to discuss that aspect of the business. Should be a fascinating time, so join us then, and we will talk to you again on Sunday.